Now, for our second part of The Fabulous Life today, we're turning from the stage to the television and a show that has just dropped its second season on the Showmax platform and will be screening on CakeNet towards the end of this year. It is an Afrikaans first language series, but it is presented with English subtitles. Sorry, losing my words there. So if you are not an Afrikaans speaker, don't worry about that. You will still be able to watch and enjoy an incredibly gripping crime drama, one that is based on an absolutely larger-than-life legendary character from within the world of South African law enforcement. The name Piet Bijleveld, I know, is going to ring bells for you because he was considered one of our most revered detectives who worked on some incredibly high-profile cases, including the Lee Matthews case, the death of Sheldine Human. He was responsible for the arrest of a number of serial killers, retired in 2010 with nearly 40 years of service to his name. And if you haven't yet seen Die Bail, which is the gritty cop drama based on his story, now's your chance to first go and find the original first season and binge view it, and then catch up with season two, which is available now on Showmax. Delighted to welcome on the line Valdemar Skultz, who is playing the role of the workaholic detective Bail, who specializes in serial killers. Valdi, great to have you with us on the show this afternoon. Thanks for chatting to me.
Lovely, lovely. Anything to warm up on this podcast Sunday. Oh, my goodness.
We certainly know what you're talking about. Okay. Tell us a little bit about the premise of the show and of your character.
Okay. Well, it's a little correction. I heard you say that it's based on Piet Bijleveld. I just want to say, you know what? It was. We like to say it's inspired by Piet Bijleveld because a lot of people come to me and they say, "Wow, I watched season one, and did that really happen to him? Did that really happen to him?" And I'm no. It's fictional. It's
okay.
It's all sucked out of our very, very capable writers' thumbs. But no, the idea was to do, because crime is obviously worldwide, it's a very, very popular genre, and we wanted to do, our producers wanted to do a really nice procedural with a detective catching serial killers, and of course, who better to go to as a consultant than Piet Bijleveld?
Yep.
So yeah, no, it was very much inspired by him. I was very fortunate to have a few hours with him and the producers and directors just before the first season.
Okay.
And it was a fascinating chat, you know, just trying to work out how his mind works and the things that he has to have seen and done, and how do you switch that all off, and when does it cease to become the thing that consumes you? And with him, it really seemed like it didn't. It was like he was answering our questions, but at that time thinking of a million other things, you know. It was quite intimidating chatting to him.
I'm interested to know whether you've had the same experience working on the series. Is it hard to leave the character behind at work when you leave at the end of the day, or do you find yourself inhabiting the character much as Pitt inhabited the cases he was talking about?
That does happen. Look, we shot the first season 13 episodes in 18 weeks, the second season 14 episodes in 18 weeks, and they are 71, 72 minutes each, the episodes. It's basically like shooting 13, 14 movies per season.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, you're on set for 12 hours a day, you go home and you're learning lines for the next day kind of thing. So no, you don't switch it off. You do really literally inhabit it day in and day out for the time that you're shooting.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about the plot line for season two, because I believe it's very, very topical right now. The issue of gangsterism in the Cape Flats in everybody's headlines. I believe that feeds into season two as well.
Yes. There were actually a couple of gangsterism episodes in season one, and it does kind of revisit in season two. Look, each episode is a standalone episode. Each one has got its own serial killer. In the second season, there's a sort of a through line of another story that runs through all 14 episodes, but then each one is a different case as well. It is set in Cape Town, and there's a couple of them do touch on the whole gangsterism thing. I mean, there's a lot of death, there's a lot of killing, and to what extent it's a serial killing, I don't know, but you'll see. I don't know which episode it is. It could very well be episode one, possibly episode two, that we really touch on that. But it goes within the gang situation itself, not necessarily outsiders being killed. And, as you say, that's pretty topical at the moment as well.
Okay. Talk to us a little bit about your fellow cast members and crew. This is a really proudly South African production. Who are your castmates?
Oh, you touched on. So I'm terrible with names, but luckily I had the presence of mind to sit and write these down before you phoned. Okay, the characters that run throughout the season are some old favorites from season one: Licka Burning, Marvin Lee Birkus, Eric Nobbs, Milan Murray, Tertius Manches, and Barbara Marie Immelman, who's not a policewoman in the series. She is a reporter. But in season two, she's actually absorbed into our special unit that focuses on serial killing. And so she's also there. Then we've got new characters. We've got Trudy Van Rooy, who will be helping out Eric Nobbs as our resident pathologist. And we've got Rolanda Marais, who's... I'm not going to give away too much storyline. Anyway, she plays my ex-wife. Let's just leave it at that. She was mentioned in the first season and... not in a very good light either, but that character is also in season two.
Okay. And then somebody asking me on the SMS line, when I say a gritty crime series, just how gritty is it when it comes to the handling of violence? You can't talk about serial killers without having bodies littering the screen.
Absolutely.
But talk to us about how the series deals with violence and how much is actually depicted.
Yeah, you know, Tipu, we've got to be very, very careful with South African television. It's a bizarre thing, you know. If the viewers see something that they don't like that's international, they go, oh, that's terrible, and they switch off their telly. But if they see something local that they don't like, then you get reported to the broadcasting
Complaints Commission.
Fined also. So, yeah, so you've got a lot of, obviously, I mean, it's not for kiddies. It is pretty gritty, and there are some kind of disturbing things, and there is a warning. There's a warning on every episode. Don't watch it if you're faint of heart. It's toned down. Look, I love special effects, blood and guts and gore. I would have put a heck of a lot more in than there is in. We kind of tone it down a little, but no, there's stuff to be seen that might give the sensitive nightmares.
Okay, duly noted. Thanks for the warning. Right, any other important snippets or tidbits you'd like to share with our audience to convince them to give it a try if they haven't yet picked up? Because I'm no doubt if they watched season one, they're going to be delighted to be able to pick up with season two. But for someone who's new to the series, why should they watch it?
Oh, if you're new to the series, then jump onto Showmax right away and binge on season one. I love crime series. My personal favorite is sort of all the big budget fantasy stuff. You know, I always say, even with books, if there's not a dragon and a wizard in it, it's not for me. But I may be a little biased, Pippa, but I've watched this. I've binged both of them, and I absolutely love them. I think they're very gripping. There's a very strong line throughout, especially season two, that people are going to want to watch the next episode and the next and the next. You said earlier, you know, the series is proudly South African, and I think you touched on the word that really resonates with me the most, and that's proud. I'm so unbelievably proud of this series, not just of the performances of the stellar, stellar, stellar people that I got to work with, not only in front of the camera, but also behind the scenes. I mean, our cameramen, Paul Morkel and Jay Marais, are amazing. Our directors, we had three directors on the second series, Quentin Kroch, Leon Krier, who was one of the writers as well, and Liesl Spies. They did an astounding job, and not taking anything away from Richard van den Berg, who directed the first season. And I think it's really, really, really quality stuff. The edit is great. The soundtrack is great. The grade, the picture. I'm really, really, really pleased with it. I'm getting a lot of feedback on my Facebook page and stuff, people saying, wow, you know, this really blows us away. It's really kind of up there with the international stuff that they're viewing. So, yeah.
Fantastic.
That, for no other reason, I think, is a great reason to give it a shot.
Well, I've got a date with a television set and a remote control that nobody is allowed to take away from me this weekend. Waldemar Schultz, great to have you with us on the show, and thanks for chatting to us about season two of Die Bail. Can't wait to watch it.
Awesome stuff. Thanks, Pippa.
Valdi's playing the lead role. The character is Piet van der Bail, inspired by the character of one of this country's most famous detectives, Piet Beylerveld, who was responsible for handling so many high-profile cases and putting a number of serial killers behind bars. So let's just recap some of the details. The series is currently available on Showmax. If you don't have access to Showmax, it's going to be on CakeNet in December this year. All 14 episodes are now streaming, though, on Showmax, and they all have English subtitles. So if you're not Afrikaans speaking, don't be put off by that at all. You will be able to follow and enjoy Die Bail.